What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
So yeah, it's called How to Not Comedy. And I have no idea how to pronounce your last name, man. It's Matt Patinsky, is it?
Oh, close. Patozny.
Patozny. Fuck.
Yeah, it's like, I always like to say that, like, when you get all the letters in Scrabble, there's all the shit letters that you can just put them all together to make this word.
Yep.
When you're totally fucked on Scrabble, my name is, like, go-to.
Yeah. Oh, well. Anyway, so, yeah, got you on the podcast because you're our sponsor.
Yes, I am, in fact.
You're the man running Cream Fiend.
I am the man with the plan.
Yeah. How much do you want to get into that and, like, talk about? Because I know it's, like, a bit of a grey area. Like,
oh, man, I can talk for days, honestly.
You just, like, talk shit on,
like,
it?
Literally, I think the majority of my conversation is just, like, Cream Fiend.
Yeah, yeah.
Cream Fiend and just, like, dickheads that I deal with Cream Fiend.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah,
I've been in contact with my cousin Jordan, because you guys are, like, mates from high school and that. And he's been telling me a couple of, like, pretty crazy stories of shit that's been going on.
Oh, fuck yeah, man.
The whole setting it up.
Yeah, it was a big grind. I set it up September last year, and I think only, like, last, I'd say, 2-3 months, it's just, like, just boomed. So it's, like, pretty much right now, I think I'm probably the lead supplier in Newcastle.
Yeah.
I confidently can say that at any rate, so... I keep busy. Trouble is, it's like, you know, you always hear, if it's funny, because I was trying to get people to work Cream Fiend, like, on contract work.
Yeah.
Because, you know, all you ever hear, like, I mean, you probably hear yourself, people always saying, oh, fuck, there's no jobs in Newcastle ever.
Yeah.
There are no jobs at all. And I'm just, like, running Cream Fiend, and, like, for so long, I've just been, like, screaming for drivers. Easy job, but, like, people just don't want to work.
Nah.
Like, they want to say they want to work, but then they don't really want to work.
Yeah.
They want to seem like they want to work. Yeah, so, you know, I get a lot of, like, I have a massive turnover of drivers because people are just, like, I don't know, just cucumber. I don't know if that's the word to describe them.
Yeah, yeah. Potato.
Potato.
Yeah, yeah.
100%.
Yeah, that comes with that sort of territory, I guess. You're dealing with people that are into that kind of thing, so they're always just going to be a little bit like, how are you going? In
yeah.
that respect.
Well, a lot of people want the title of being, like, a cream delivery driver, but no one really wants to, like, again, I've got a couple of really good drivers, but, like, it's very hard to find reliable people in the workforce these days.
Yeah.
Although, being me now, I've, like, once I've got a couple of good drivers, it's just, like, I'm set.
Yep.
But, you know, as well, it's, like, it's a bit of a stressful job when you got to deal with, like, just the customer base.
Yeah.
Because you got all these, you got the amount of people you have that G up orders, people who want, like, you know, they'll organize an address, their order, every little fine detail, and they're really pushy for it.
Yeah.
And then you get out there, you organize it, you let them know, I'm on my way 20 minutes out, 5 minutes out, you get there, then it's just like, what, you know, they just, like, muck you around. It's just, like, absolutely stupid, but, like...
So it's just a no-show? They just won't buy or...
Oh, they don't show, but then, like, the second you leave, like, 5 minutes after leaving, oh, hey, sorry, where you at? And it's like, you know, you got to deal with these, just accommodate these people.
Yeah, okay, or just, like, dealing with cooked units, basically.
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
It's like, it's painful. Like, you'd be surprised, but, like, Newcastle chefs, probably the most cooked people you find. Like, literally, it's just, like, home economics people. Just, like, they give you shit sometimes.
Well, that's kind of good for, like, your business angle, because you're like, you know, these are not for human consumption, and you're selling a lot to chefs. Like, it kind of...
Well, that's it. It's like, as far as legality goes, it's like, a lot of the time people are, like, worried about the ramifications of it and just, like, the edginess of it. But, like, you know, for the most part, I'm not a mind reader. And neither is, like, you know, people can't just, like, people can't... When I sell it to someone, I can't discriminate. If
yeah.
someone wants to buy it, I can't discriminate and go, that person looks like they're going to misuse it.
Yeah.
But if people express misuse, say they're going to misuse, I've got to refuse sale as I follow the law.
Yep.
But regards to, you know, people being as sus as it is, like, I'm not a mind reader, as you know, and how can someone say, oh, you're well aware? It's like, well, no, I don't actually know.
Yeah, you're just like, how the fuck am I? It's like selling someone a hammer and then they smack themselves in the head with it. You're like, well, I didn't know they were going to do that, so am I to blame because I sold them the hammer? Like,
well,
fuck.
Well, 100%. It's kind of like I find as well... with it all, people are quick to, you know, like, witch hunt it. Because, again, it's, like, probably the most witch hunted thing these days, like, I find on the news. Like, but at the same time, it's, like, the government likes to be, like, and all the news media want to bash it. But,
yeah.
You know, why aren't, if they really want to look at, like, misuse, why are cigarettes still legal? if they give a shit about public health, if they're that concerned, and why, again, alcohol? You talk alcohol for like the minute talking. More people have died from alcohol-related deaths in a minute than these things have ever done from misuse.
It's the same as every drug, man. Like or your weed, like LSD, MDMA. Like, if you're getting pure MDMA and you're taking the right amount, you're not going to die. But 100%. If you drink a shitload of booze, you just might.
Yeah.
And that's legal.
Again, it's just like this is double standard crap. And it's like, for me, it's like I can comfortably run my business because, again, I'm not a mind reader, but also the gray area comes in that, you know, it's just such a double standard. I don't know, for the most part of it, again, you can't discriminate sale. It's like the same with the hammer, say, or even someone buys mefo from the shops. People can kill themselves on that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, people huff like WD-40 or like any sort of like. Have you heard about that shit? Like people doing like carburetor cleaner.
No.
They'll like huff that. It was like solvent. It's on the back of my can in the bathroom right now of my deodorant. It's like solvent abuse can kill because people will like huff that.
Yeah, actually, no, I do. I have seen that label on those cans there.
Yeah,
no,
true. It's like, well, there you go. What are we going to stop selling deodorant because people are fucking stupid? Like. If you're a deodorant salesman, you're going to sell deodorant if it's making money.
Yeah, well, again, deodorant people aren't getting hunted down. It's like they're just really pinning on this. But at the same time, it's not deodorants aren't as, I guess, lucrative. Like, I mean, there's a massive demand for late-night baking for, you know, I always find, like, a lot of, you know, couples that are going to be married. You know, a husband wants to make a cake for his wife. She's asleep because he wants to do it when she's asleep because she doesn't want her knowing he's making it in the kitchen late night. I mean, you can't just go to a Coles to grab it. He's got to, like, you know, that's where I slip in, you know, help out with that marriage, you know.
That's right.
And it's funny as well. It's like, I find that when I'm on the, like, I do deliveries myself sometimes, aside from managing, but, like, you know, there's a lot of people that, like, you know, I'm almost like Dr. Phil sometimes, and you're just like, people just tell you their life story.
You're doing a bit of therapy in between.
100%. Like, we don't charge for the therapy. So, yeah, we're both cream and therapy.
Yeah. Well, if you ever need to rebrand your business, cream therapy, a way to go.
Yeah, more of a family touch to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, for cream bean, the idea of like the original name for cream bean, I kind of like, I wanted cream in the name just because, you know, people are going to know what the actual business is offering, but also I wanted something a bit impactful. So fiend's pretty good, I find. There are a lot of fiends making cakes late night, so
I've definitely been one of them fiends.
No, yeah.
Doing a bit of late night baking, that's for sure.
It's great. Especially on Friday, Saturdays, that's when it really goes down. Again, a lot of parties Friday, Saturdays, so you're going to have cakes for parties. So you know, people wonder why I'm open late hours. Again, this is all, I'm accommodating just the general baker who definitely needs this kind of stuff late night.
And there's a lot of people baking in Newcastle getting baked.
Oh, 100%. It's like, I guess in the daytime and that, I'll just leave it to the actual cooking stores and stuff to flip it because, I don't like the competition.
Yeah. Well, some of these places are like delivering like 24/7 in like capital cities and stuff. Like, dudes down in like Sydney, or one dude's on the Gold Coast and he's like apparently clearing like $25,000 a month. Because he's like 24/7 service, so when schoolies is on, he's just fucking making bank, man.
Oh yeah, that'd be pretty good.
It's insane.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah,
because with me, it's like, again, it's pretty good. I wonder sometimes with different companies whether or not they're actually paying their tax properly.
Yeah,
like, I mean, when you're on your business, it's like, you know, it's a bit more of a gray area for tax. It's so easy.
Well, they're probably going to get more upset with you for avoiding tax than for actually selling like a baking product at the end of the day.
Well, that's it.
I think if you're like good on your books and you're like all 100% in the clear there, they're pretty much going to leave you alone.
Oh, well, 100%. Like, I don't know how some of the other companies in Newcastle I talk to, I'm like, you know, I mentioned tax to them and they're just like, the hell. And I'm like, how are you not doing, like, it's red hot enough that you don't do your tax on top of that. Like, I did mine perfect. Like, I'm a bit of a little nerd in my spare time.
Yeah. Well, that way everyone gets paid. Like, everyone that's, because there's always, like, within business, there's always someone else getting paid. Like, everyone's got their fingers in it, no matter what. That's just how the world works. So, if you're doing all up and up on that end, then, yeah, you should be sweet, rather than just doing, like, cashies and hoping for the best.
100%. Like, you kind of, like, I mean, you can't chance it. I feel like you don't want to leave any of the other companies who were, like, sloppy, like, in any way. I mean, they're just, there's no point just risking losing such a nice little like niche of business there in the way of it.
Yeah, man.
I make sure I'm regularly studying up just so I can get it all done perfect. At the same time, no, like people as well, but over my Facebook can be pretty frustrating when like people put stuff on Facebook like, you know, oh, I'm going to misuse this kind of stuff on their posts.
Yeah.
But all the page moderators and myself, we definitely have to like, we're on top of that stuff. Like we don't allow for any room for error because again... Yep.
You don't want it coming back on you.
Yeah, yeah. As a legal responsibility, people intend to misuse, I can't, you know, sell to them. And people want to say they misuse, again, I'm not supporting that. I'm supporting chefs and bakers late night, you know, and home economics because, you know, cooking's important, eating food's important,
yep.
Kicking back and chilling, that's what it's about.
That's like, a good thing. That you should pitch that to your customer base. Eating food is important, for one.
Healthy food.
Look after yourselves.
I say cream. Cream's not so good. Yeah, that's healthy, yeah. But go treat yourself, yo.
Plenty of people that are out there taking MDMA. Definitely not eating properly.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's the sell point there. They're not eating that.
Yeah.
Whipped cream, definitely. You walk into a cake.
At least it's something in your guts. Like, seriously.
You don't look like Brian off the cigarette packet, you know? Like.
So yeah, I've started this podcast thing because I'm like, I've heard some people are making like upwards of like 50 grand a month just doing this shit.
I wish I was at that point.
It's fucking insane.
I'm getting there. I feel like I'm really getting there. Not tooting my own horn, but I'm getting there. And it's,
yeah,
it is, customer service for me is what's getting me there too, because I am just like prompt.
Yeah, well, that's it. Like when you're in that sort of business, like only other people that are really going to get into it are going to be super cooked anyway, and they're not going to be able to run a very good business if they're not really like all there in the head, if they've got their own sort of shit going on. And
yeah,
you know, you've got to be on top of your game if you're going to be doing deliveries.
Yeah, well, I noticed like a lot of the competition for me, it's like, yeah, they're unorganized, they're just very, again, like they're cookers.
Yeah,
and they're just like, I feel like they're just like, if I feel like it kind of crap. But for me, it's just like, it is like an essential must to get, you know, get goods out there.
Yeah.
So, but again, you know, I know the mindset of like the baker because I happen to, I cook myself.
Yeah.
It's to play RuneScape. Only skill I got was 99 in cooking. So, you know, I know what being a cooker is.
You know
is.
How to make a cake. You know every step.
And I know when you want cream, man, you want it bang straight there. There's no mucking around.
As someone who also, I used to play RuneScape. I've got a fair few 99s and I've got a degree in cooking. I've been pretty fried myself in the past. So I definitely had a few of those stories. I heard you got pretty cooked down at the beach one time with my brother.
Oh my god! I was like, I don't know if he's elaborated much on that, but like, Jaden. In the morning we were packing up the campsite and we had a fire that night on the beach. He buried the fire in sand, to which I'm looking at it thinking that was dumb because step on that sand, that's gonna be hot.
Yeah,
and then sure enough, a bit like. He runs in the water, his feet in the water. And yeah, he like stepped on this like hot fire that was he buried. And I was like, oh.
That's not what you want when you're coming down. That's, oh, yeah. That's one way to bring yourself back to reality. It's just like, yeah, I thought I had the secret to the universe and now my fucking foot hurts. What went wrong?
Oh god, it was such a meme. Like, it was one of those moments where you see something but you don't report it. And you're just like, that was dumb, but like, let's see where this goes. Like,
yeah. So that night I heard stories of you too, not to throw you under the bus, but I heard you were having a bit of a party up the beach at the end of the beach by yourself. You sort of ran off.
Oh, Jordan and I. So I went, so the backstory is this trip, we went with best friend Jordan, cousin Jaden, and I can't remember the third person that was amongst this, but yeah, at the campsite kicking back, it was at Dudley Beach from memory. Yeah, and I don't know, they'll just like pester me. Like, I brought cooking supplies because cooking. And then decided to go for a strut away from them because they were just pestering me like zombies because, you know, they brought their own little goodies and I brought mine. And then, yeah, it was just like apocalyptic level stuff going on that beach.
Yeah, yeah. It gets to that stage sometimes where you're just like, I need to fucking get out of here. Like, this has gone too far. I was in a house at Jesmond once and, I didn't have acid. I had this drug called 25i, and
that's
really bad shit because it's synthetic LSD. And I was pretty shattered. Like, I felt pretty fucked up, and I was like, oh, I just need to get out of the house, and then went for a walk down to the park. And, you know, like, when you're telling these stories after the fact, they seem really, like, just really generic and like, oh yeah, that doesn't sound that insane, but like when it's going on at the time, you're like, this is the most intense shit I've ever fucking been through.
I need
through.
To take a walk. Yeah.
Yeah. But I was coming back from the park and I saw like a bunch of people walking down the road and we're in Jesmond, so I was a bit sus. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning. They were coming from a party. And I just remember being so terrified of them that I like jumped in these bushes to hide and there was like a bottle in there and I'm like ready to like fight four people with a bottle. Like, why? They're just normal people like walking home, but I don't know. No, obviously, the drugs and the paranoia got the best of me that night.
Oh, dude, I've been there. It's like, just like, yeah, I'm at part sometimes back in the day. I'm not so much of a party animal these days. I'm pretty like, I know I'm 24, but I feel flogged already.
Preaching to the choir, man.
Yeah, man. It's like, you know, it's like people always just like, a lot of elderly people are like, oh, like, you know, wait till you get 50. And it's like, yeah, but at 24, you weren't as loose a mad dog as me. So like, settle down.
Yeah.
And, you know, like going to the parties and that. And every now and then you got to just, like you said, take a walk because the scenery is just not like what you want. The people just wiggy, I think the word is.
Yeah, yeah.
But again, yeah, the paranoia. You kind of, I always come to the most ridiculous, like crazy neck level conclusion sometimes. Like, I was like, so backstory of my house one time, just kicking back. I had LSD myself and I was just chilling out at the back. And then all of a sudden I heard a helicopter fly overhead.
Oh yeah, that's the beginning of the end. Helicopters are bad.
Which was already was like a bad start. And then proceeded to look at the plants in my backyard and I can see these blue and red lights reflecting off them from the front yard. And I'm like, holy shit, the police are here. Yep. And I was just like totally sold on it. The cops are there. I'm gone. Later realized it was the Christmas lights across the street reflecting like an idiot.
Yeah, those are the things that you don't plan for when you drop acid. You're like, oh, it's going to be fine. I'm in a safe location. I'm at home. But yeah, like I've been completely tripped out by like the sound. It was like extra humid one night and there was like power lines crackling. You know how power lines crackle outside your house? And I was convinced that it was my brain frying and I was just listening to it all night. I'm fucked. I'm not coming back from this one.
Or it's like, you know, again, it's like you're in that, like you said, you're in a nice safe location. Nothing can go wrong. But then what are the odds on that particular night? The police knocking on your door, like, oh, holy crap, the odds. They got a bang on right, you're caught.
Yeah, yeah. That shit can happen too. Like, I've definitely been busted. Not, like, fully busted, but, like, one story I've got is I was smoking weed in my apartment in Sydney, and it was, like, got up in the morning, packed a cone, had that, and I hear a knock on my door. I'm like, oh, who the fuck's this? I pull the curtains, and it's just the cops. Oh. I'm like, what the fuck is this about? I'm like, I'm done. So I'm like, fine. Take me away, open the door. I'm like, can I help you? She's like, oh yeah, there was a suspicious death in the house behind you last night. We're just wondering if you heard anything. I'm like, nope. Didn't hear nothing. So see you later. Like, they could have smelt it, but I guess at that point it's like, do they worry about getting a warrant? Probably not.
I'm sure they probably like smelt it and was like, you know, he didn't do the murder, like.
Yeah, no. he was asleep.
Anyone who like who smokes cones, like, you never hear people smoking cones and going out and murdering people, you know?
Yeah, no. That's one of those drugs. It's not like bath salts. No one gets violent on fucking cones.
Yeah, it's a bit the same with, like, you know, baking cakes. No one really... I don't really see a violent person baking a cake. You know, knives are for, you know, what's the word? Savory dishes, cutting up meat and stuff. Then yeah. You've got, you know, sweets. Use a paddle.
Someone told me it was like... It's like a condiment for other things that you're doing. It's like salt on top of the meal. Yeah. So it's like sometimes some people might fucking wig out, but it's probably something else that they've done that's caused that to begin with.
Yeah, well, I don't really hear I don't think I've really heard of a person at a bad time cooking a cake personally. I haven't.
Yeah
I think, yeah, it's hard for me to say, but in a way of it, it's like, you know, I guess it's probably the odd person that's, you know, probably more themselves and they just like needed to blame something. So
yeah. Well, that's the thing these days. Like, a lot of things get attributed to drugs, like mental health wise and stuff. Like, I've definitely had fucking issues with my own mental health from doing too many fucking drugs. But I've got friends that, you know, they've got issues. It's nothing to do with drugs. It's just some people are wired differently. So it's like one of those weird things too. Like, you're not supposed to talk about it because, like, oh, it's mental health and all that shit. It's like, if your mate's got a busted leg, you're going to be like, oh, yeah. He's got a broken leg. He's in hospital. But if it's like a mental health thing, everyone's like, oh, I don't yeah, want to talk about it. It's got that sort of thing.
You've got that, the stigma to it.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, I find, like, you know, again, drugs are fun. I think they're a good thing to explore, my honest opinion. But it's like, you know, again, like you were saying before regarding MDMA, it's like, I think moderation is key.
Yeah.
Drugs are fun and good in small doses. I mean, I guess you got to do the trade-off of health, like, on every time you have them. But, I mean, you know, if you're moderate, I mean, you can really make your body last. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I don't plan to be here till, you know, 100 and start, you know, burdening society when I'm, like, in a nursing home.
Yes. I don't think anyone does.
Yeah. Well, some people seem to think it's a good idea. Like they try to, they preserve themselves that much. They play life so safe. They don't actually get out and start living it. And then, you know, they're like, oh, made it to 85. It's like, you know, I really looked after myself, but I've done fuck all, but yeah, I'm doing good.
Like, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a bit of a privilege to grow that old, to like make it that far. Like, we never used to be able to do that back in the day, but we're getting there. But yeah, if you've lived a good life and you're happy and you make it that far, it's better than just, you know, just doing fuck all with your life and not taking any risks.
Being generic, you know, like, again, one of the big things for me these days, like, again, I talk like I'm, like, in a midlife crisis, but I feel like I'm in a midlife crisis of 24 already. Yeah. It's like, I feel like I'm, even though I get a lot done, I'm just simply not getting enough done still, and it's like, fuck, like, yeah, I just got to keep being proactive. But
yeah, yeah.
But now I've, like, realized the curse of running Cream Fiend, again, like, just business is, like, business doesn't sleep, so it's just, like, it's 24, it's just all the time.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like, fuck.
Constantly on your mind, like, what's the next thing that I got to fucking do? What's the next move to make?
Yeah, yeah. Or if I'm like, even if I decide to take a day off and, like, you know, just even if I am on days off and I'm not actually working, I can't help but just, like, Hawkeye and just, like, what big brother the drivers to make sure everything's going smooth, everything's okay. Like, I've got no chill anymore. So yeah, it's like, yeah. It's shitty, but, like, you know, hopefully down the track when it's definitely, I think I can put myself to ease if it's running good on its own. Maybe I can relax, but time being, it's like I said, it's picking up more, so it's like requiring more attention. So, you know, it's getting pretty, like, you know, again, it's like a nice little network. Like, I'm getting people for bookkeeping and, you know, drivers and managers. Like, it's all getting set up. So,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, once you've got those trustworthy people that you're like, all right, they've been running shit for a while, then you can sort of take hands off the wheel a little bit and let it sort of do its thing.
Yeah, 100%.
It's fucking hard to do though. Like, I'm the same thing with, like, uni projects and stuff like that. I'm always like, like, we need to get this done. Like, I'm always pushing myself super hard to, like, get shit done. Got fucking too much on my plate.
Oh god, yeah. Well, I actually like folded my degree, like, actually the other week, because I was just like, I've been doing, like, science teaching for high school and role modeling for kids. But I decided, yeah, I've just been slogging it. Like, not struggling, I've just been doing it. But, like, you know, nowadays it's like my time availabilities are just getting too thin that I've just had to, like, you know, fold it because there's too much attention on running business now. But one day I'll come back to it probably. But for the most part here, random story from the other night doing a drive. I'm driving along, I heard something here, like, and I was like, what the hell is that? I thought I hit a cat. That's how it sounded like. Yeah. The car. The car had a bit of, like, micro resistance to it when this, like, scream happened. Get out of my car, look into the tire. I'm like, there's no, like, nothing, no blood or anything. Like, and I went past the same road I hit. I thought I hit this thing. I didn't see nothing. And then, I get home, I get out my car. There is a freaking bat on my roof racks of my van I had cleaned up. And it's just, like, hooked onto my roof racks. And people all night were just coming over to the car, just cash this bat, like, literally eye high. Didn't even notice. I'm like, no one noticed it. I was like, what the fuck? So, yeah, no, it was actually alive, too. It was a crazy thing, yeah.
Shit.
So, you know, one of those, like, wild adventures in Cream Fiend. Like.
Yeah, man. Maybe that's, like, a sign of maybe your decal needs to change to incorporate a bat somehow.
Well, yeah, if I made it a bit more vibrant with, like, you know, less white, more, I don't know, some more, just a bit more high vis, maybe that bat would have had a chance, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I noticed as well, like, one of the things me and my girlfriend do, because she drives with me nights and she just, you know, in the passenger seat doing the, you know, managing while I'm doing the driving. We've noticed, played a little game. It's a bit like I Spy, but it's for crackheads. You would be surprised, man, how many crackheads are out late night just bumbling around. And they always tend to have backpacks on too, I notice. We've got backpacks on, strutting around. But then we start noticing there's different grades of crackhead. Now, we saw one the other night with a trolley with a lounge in it pushing it. I don't know why, but he did.
Yep.
And then another night, there was one. This is like, they're talking like 3 a.m. in the morning. Another one walking around with a freaking keyboard in his hand, like a massive keyboard. It was like, what are these people doing?
Who knows, man?
What does their night entail to be like out this time with that shit?
That's just like Friday, Saturday night in Newcastle, really. It's just the crackheads come out. They're just out and about. Like, we used to do this fire jam at Gregson Park. Actually, I think I ran into you once there when that your radiator like fucking ran out of water in your car or something.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I remember that night. Yeah.
Yeah, we were having a jam in the park, and you get like the craziest people coming down because you're spinning fire, so they're like attracted like a moth to the flame, and you're just like, oh yeah, how's it going? Can I have a go? Like looking at you with these wide eyes, and you're like, no, man, I don't think you should be playing with fire right now.
Yeah,
especially around Hamilton, like that area, just fucking notorious.
Oh, Beaumont Street especially. Yeah, they definitely conglomerate there. There and Derby Street's got a few floaters. And I'll say Waratah Mayfield, definitely high volumes of crackheads in his back streets, I find.
Yeah.
But yeah, funny enough, that fire twirling night you were doing, I actually had a crackhead one of those fire twirlings that night. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got hit myself in the head with it. It was good fun.
Yeah, it's pretty good. huge in the Bushdoof scene, like all that fire twirling sort of stuff. So
yeah,
it's kind of making its way into like more of like the public a bit more around here, mostly because the people that run it are like trying to like bring it out of that and like into more like family friendly sort of events and stuff like that. So it's been pretty cool.
Yeah, well, like I mean, for someone like me who's, you know, I go town every now and then, been to town sometimes, all right, don't recommend King Street. There's town, which is like, you know, okay, cool. But then festivals are just like one step up for me. Like festivals are crap on town any day of the week.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I've gone to one Bushdoof in my time myself, but I went to Bushdoof and yeah, definitely it was up there with the festivals. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Definitely worth a try. Anyone has
it's
done
a good time. It's, it's just, yeah, there's a lot of mischief you can get up to. And like when I took acid at one, just like everyone else is tripping as well. And it's like hundreds of people. Fuck your safe space. There's none of that. Like, just everyone's there, and you're like, fuck. I'm like, everyone read my thoughts, or am I just being super paranoid?
I always get the cooked thought when I'm like on acid. It's like, you know, oh shit, I got to start acting normal. Then I'm like, am I acting normal? What's normal? You're that stupid like loop in your head, and it's like, oh shit, I'm just gonna sit here and say nothing.
Yeah, man. Oh yeah, you get that, and then you just sit there in silence for ages, and you're like, I haven't said something in like an hour.
Or has it been an hour?
Yeah, has it been an hour? It's been like 2 minutes, dude. I'm like, oh shit, I was stuck in a big loop there for a while.
Well, it's good value for your money. It definitely makes you feel like you're getting a lot more time in your night.
yeah. You get your money's worth, that's for sure. I showed up to one. I was sober, but I had all my like fire gear with me to like do performance stuff there. And I was just went out to have some fun, and there was like these two girls there, and they were tripping. And I was like, oh, what's going on? They sort of came up because they saw the fire and they're attracted to that. And I'm like, oh yeah, just playing with some fire. And then I can breathe fire, so I did that trick, and I just like blew like this heaps long like jet of fire out of my mouth once, and then I just packed up and left.
Oh.
I was like, that's gonna fuck someone's night up. Like, did you see that guy just breathe fire and then he left, and everyone will be like, no. What the fuck are you on?
Do this like weird stuff. I'm trying to have some of the funny stuff I fuck around with. Oh, I like some of them be taught. Like, I like to fuck around, like, especially closer friends. Like, I don't do it to like the extent where I give them a bad time, but like, I'll start talking about some conversation or something. Maybe we're talking about, for instance, dogs. I'll be like, oh yeah, my dog Katie, something, something. And then someone will be like, oh yeah, my dog such and such. I'll be like, what? And they'll be like, my dog. I'm like, what dog? Who? And they'll be like, wait, what? And I'll be like, what? What are you on about? They just wig, and like you get someone else in on it. They're just like don't know what they're doing. It's good fun.
Oh yeah, you can have a good time with people when you're all tripping, and it can go bad though. It can go pretty bad if aren't taking it well. It's like, oh shit.
Well, it's not for everyone though. Too. It's like a lot of just genetics, I guess. Some people just don't have the mindset to just handle it.
And again,
it gets a bad rap sometimes because there are people out there who actually genuinely have it once, can't handle it. It's like, oh, they just don't recommend it. But
yeah,
the people who do have it, they usually are people that have it regularly because they're good with it. Like, it agrees with them. You know, like, I kind of find this day and age, I'm more like, I float around from, I don't really touch, like, again, shit as much these days. But you know,
you had a pretty bad one on DMT, didn't you?
Oh, was that me? Oh, no, my brother. Like, dude, I love DMT. I recommend DMT profusely. So good. But like, yeah, my brother had DMT. He clicked out of it, thought he pissed himself on my bed, on my lounge, and I'm just like, he was that sold on that he pissed himself on my lounge, that I looked at the way he was acting, I was convinced he pissed himself as well.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, get up, get up. there's no P there. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? What are you doing? And he was like, oh, man, he thought he did. He was so convinced of it. But, that one's a bit of a, you know, it's great. But, I mean, again, you've got to be ready for it. Like,
yeah.
Game comes with experimentation.
That's a weird one because I've definitely, like, pissed myself on drugs. That hasn't been the issue. you have enough MDMA and your body just sort of relaxes so much that you're just like, oh, yeah, I pissed a little bit, whatever. Like, I've shit myself on this podcast. Like, bodily functions, they're not a problem for me. It's like the mind game, like... I think someone was telling me you had like this thing where you're like, you just died like over and over in your brain. Like,
oh yeah, no. Yeah. It's like, I don't know if this is the experience Jordan had told you about, but yeah, I was convinced I like, had a moment when I done, it was like crystal DMT, saw my hand go from like baby smooth to old. Like I was convinced this was going on too.
Yeah.
And yeah, there was this moment where it was just like, let's put the rest. And then it was like,
I'm alive.
Holy shit. And then the crazy thing was about that whole experience too, for me, it was like, I like was just like coming back to reality. Like I was like, everything was just, you know, the, you know, surroundings in my actual room I was in, like the lounge, everything all started coming back to me. And then I was just like, look, like just so relieved I was back. But looked at the time and thought, holy fuck, it is only Friday afternoon. I still have Saturday and Sunday. I've got even tonight. Look at all the time I have right now. Like, really cool to like just straight away like hit the floor, hit the ground running. But now I'm back in that, you know, old rut where I'm like, you know, not maximizing my time again. But
yeah, that's the feeling you sort of get after that. It's like someone's shot the starting gun and you're like, oh fuck, I'm off to the races. Like I've got a limited amount of time here. I've got shit to do. And then yeah, you just get back in your old habits and they come back. I think that's why like a good psychedelic hit, like maybe like once a year, was really good to like clean out the pipes and just fucking like, all right, there's shit that I got to take care of. But you get reminded of that. But my issue is that I did like say doing psychedelics once a year is a thing. I did about like 10 years worth in 1 year. So I kind of fried it a bit. Ended up in the hospital.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you know, if they take your shoelaces, like, you've gone too far.
Oh, wow.
you need to step it back a bit.
Yeah, so ease off the throttle a bit. You know, I found that as well, like, over time, me, like, I used to go on big benders and regularly. But again, I've eased off the throttle. But yeah, I noticed my memory, total poop. Absolute shit itself all the time. Couldn't retain any kind of, you know, genuine retention of, like, you know, information. But yeah, again, moderation and everything.
Yeah, man.
But I think the ticket is people don't moderate, which is, I guess, why they're...
That's it. Like, a lot of people are more extremist than they'd think. Like, when I get into anything, I'm like, that's all I'm fucking doing. Like, I get addicted to shit. That's why I'm, like, doing this podcast, because now comedy's my thing, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I want to do this as hard as I can. So I just fucking go balls deep in it. But, with, like, the drugs and stuff like that, like, as soon as I started smoking weed, I'm like, all right, this is what I'm doing now. Did you ever get into like smoking weed?
For me, I had a moment where I was just like an everyday smoker for like a few months, but then like I realized that the year before went so fucking quick. My year went so quick and I was like, holy shit, why is it going so quick? Yeah. And then I realized it was because every day I come home, rip a cone, eat, just order some ridiculous amount of food, kick back. That was it, but every day seemed like the same. So really, it was like almost like months of living was just like the same day.
Yeah,
so
that's that movie Groundhog Day. It's just like the same. I don't know if it's like a complete metaphor for that, but yeah, that's what it's like. You're living the same day over and over and over. It's just like no break in the routine. It's just like fuck, and then everything just starts going super fast. And you're like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, and it's like, you know, at the same time as well, like motivation to do shit as well. Like, as soon as like I'm the kind of person like, you have functional stoners.
Yeah.
I'm not at anything, if you know, functional stoners is Australia, I'm over in China, I'm nowhere near it.
Yeah.
It's like, for me, it's like, you know, I have a cone and I just fucking cook. I sit on the couch, I'm done. Yeah. Like, I can't even just compute.
Well, a lot of people that are functional stoners get that way because they're so tolerant to it that they've been doing it for so long that it just doesn't affect them that much anymore. So it's like just their new, like, normal.
I
got to that stage because I was smoking weed every day for about 5 years, I think.
Holy
I've spent so much money on weed, dude. It's fucked.
Oh, it's loose. Some of the people like talk about how much people spend on, like, I guess, like, you know, recreational stuff. It's like, With Cream Bean, I have some... there's a specific customer I have. Not even kidding on the bookkeeping. They've spent like 13K.
Fuck.
Since I opened, yeah.
Fucking bulbs.
100%. That's a lot of cakes they make. Like, again, I assume for cakes.
Yeah, yeah. They're making some fucking cakes, dude. That's like Steve-O level of making cakes.
Dude, yeah. They disappeared for a while now. It's funny enough as well, all my like most regular customers... I got a lot of really nice regular customers, but usually the ones that buy the most are usually the shittest people.
Yeah.
That's like shitheads. Like, they just expect us to run heel and toe and just, you know, they don't just give anyone respect. They're just like, you know, I'm financing this. Get your ass.
Yeah, yeah. They're like the Karens of the world that are like, I'm buying something off you, like a product, so you have to like...
You're my slave.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that's not how the world works. Like... Go into a fucking store and act like that and see how you get treated. I'll just be like, fuck off.
And that's it. It's like Cream Bean as well. It's like, it's a legitimate business. Like, it is a registered Australian business.
Yep.
And, you know, and I abide by Australian like laws and legalities. But a lot of customers seem to treat it like it ain't. Like, a lot of people are just like, oh, can you do tick?
Yeah.
Or can I trade you for it? Yeah. Or can I? It's like, mate, you wouldn't be able to go into a Coles and be like, oh, yeah, bro, I just throw it on tick.
Yeah, fuck that.
No freaking way. 100%. It's like, and then just, yeah, it's just crazy. People just seem to think it's all, yeah. But it's proper, like, very, very tax, GST, everything. Like, it's like, just like,
yep.
Like clockwork.
That was one thing that, like, as much as I was a fucking. Like a massive stoner, I'd never ticked. I was just like, fuck that. I do not want to be like, next week's going to be fucked because I borrowed this week. Like, that's just no way to live. Fuck yeah. That shit.
But people somehow functionally get around ticking. They just tick off one person, tick off the next, and then they just tick off multiple people to, you know, pay ticks on ticks kind of
oh,
shit.
Yeah, I've got friends like that.
Oh, man, yeah. Those people shit me. It's like, for me, if I owe someone something, if it's money or whatever... That is like top of his priority.
Again, yeah, get it done and get it out of the fucking way.
100%, man. Just out of respect to the person. Like, for me, I just like, I kind of live in a very, you know, like, I live by what I think's fair, but also I'm just like a very reasonable dude. And it's like, again, like, someone owes me money, I would think that they would be like, straight away, pay you back. Again, I hate getting to the point where someone does owe me money because I just don't like the potential of fucking losing a friendship over it, because it happens. You know,
yeah, or people get weird about it and they're like, oh, I owe this guy money but now I can't pay it back, so now I feel like we can't be friends, like that type of deal.
Yeah,
it's fucking weird.
Or like, even more so, like people you know, they tick or they owe me money and then it's been a while, and I hate being the dude that has to pester, and I hate it when people owe me money, because I hate being having to nag them and be on their case about it. Even though it's like, I have to feel bad, even though it's like my money they owe me, but like, and then you just, it gets in this like point where you feel like, you know, it's strange of friendship because you're just on their case. But one of those avenues of like, you know, commerce that's just, gives me shits.
Yeah, man. Well, we'll change it up a bit because I got some, like a couple of stories that I've been G'd up to ask you about because they sound pretty funny. So
yeah, man.
Start. Well, you've already talked about like, how you've been like selling to like some pretty cool people. So I'll skip that one. One was just like a story about some crackhead that like had all his stuff out on the lawn.
Yeah. This is funny. So randomly, one time we delivered to this. Well, I wasn't on the. I wish I was on the night because I would have walked out with a TV.
Yeah.
One of the drivers went out to deliver to this house, and out the front is just all this shit and. Like full appliances in their packaging still, appliances in the packaging, TV, just all this expensive ass shit in the front lawn. The dude comes out and he's like, oh, cheers for the, like, you know, for the cream charger for my cakes.
Yeah.
He's like, if you want anything on the front lawn, have it. It's all working. It's all new. And the driver was like, oh, fuck yeah. And he's like, yeah, my fucking girlfriend, fuck that bitch, all this shit. Yeah, apparently he like had a massive fight with his girlfriend. He bought her all this nice shit, threw it on the front lawn. Mind you, the air fryer we scored that night. Like, I actually used it today to make garlic bread, but I'm kidding. It is a fucking great air fryer. But, you know, I consider it as like tips for Cream Bean.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah, and another random story about that dude as well. But driver was there one night and police rolled up on the dude's house and full raided it. Wow, we had a delivery. Pretty awkward.
Oh, shit.
Not even kidding.
Fucking hell.
It's like, again, Cream Bean, like, it's, oddly enough, of those hours, the most random shit happened. It's like Harry Potter level shit.
Yeah, yeah. It's that time of the night. You're just like, anything could go down. You got to be prepared for it.
You least expect it, man. Like, the bat on my car was just like one example, you know? Like, you just don't expect shit.
Yeah. Speaking of unexpected, too, You want to tell that story about how you blew your finger off?
Oh, fuck yeah. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, funny enough, so the backstory goes, this is a good story. It's like one of those like ridiculous quinky-dink stories that you're like, fuck, that couldn't have possibly happened. But yeah, no, like I was holding a three-shot firecracker and like an idiot. But mind you, just for reference to everybody, I do own a pyrotechnics license. So I'm qualified. But like, yeah, I was holding a firecracker. And yeah, thinking it was a Roman. I don't know, this is back in the, like, this is last year when I was an idiot. And like, yeah, it went off once in my hand and then two more times. And when it first went off, for some reason, I could not drop it. It went off two more times and just munted my hand and like, yeah, like cleaved the bone. It was hanging off. It blew the nerve out. Anyway,
that's the finger that it was. Was it? And it's just like a little lump. Yeah, like it's nothing too serious.
You can see where it came down to. How much it tore my finger. Like snapped. Yeah, it, like, even come around here. And yeah, it shattered my thumb. Yeah, I really fucked it up. But anyway, dumb moment. But like, long story short, I won a radio contest at Bali. It was like the Bali blind dates. 106.9, and like couldn't go because of uni exams. However, thank fuck I blew my finger off because I got to go to Bali on health grounds. So, yeah, it was pretty loose.
So you couldn't do your exams because of extenuating circumstances or whatever they call it.
Yeah, oh, yeah, God, yeah. And the cringy thing was they gave me the extension for my injury, but that extension was me in Bali with the radio. So come back and it was like, fuck. I got all these assignments and shit. Yeah.
And I got to do them one-handed.
One-handed, 100%.
Fuck.
Yeah, but it ended up turning out the finger cost me like $2,500 just on physio and just everything all up. So yeah, I guess it was like, may as well just went to Bali, but you know.
Yeah, yeah. Was that out of your pocket or like?
Yeah. It was shit. After the, health fund and all the rest came into it. So
yeah, right.
Anesthetics, man, cost a lot.
Yeah, so did you actually like feel it, or was it just shock at that point? And you just
Well, it actually, when it went off the first time, it cut the nerve, so that's why I couldn't actually drop it because my hand was full locked up. And then, like, even now, it does feel like, you know, I guess it feels like you know, just a heaps of scar tissue kind of feeling.
Yeah.
But yeah, genuinely, it was like, you know, first minute after it happened, I didn't think I actually blew it off, and then. Yeah. Was doing a bit of a walk for a minute. Then all of a sudden, I felt something drip on my leg, which was like blood. And then I look at my hand and lift it up to the light. Then realized, actually took a proper look at it and was like, oh fuck.
And that's when it starts to hurt.
Oh, yeah.
After you see it.
Within 5 minutes, the pain was like up in my shoulder. That's like, it just went straight up my arm. Oh, it was brutal. I was full just like, this thing is gone. How are they going to put this back together? Like, yeah, fortunate as fuck.
Yeah, man, very fortunate. Yeah. You're doing well. You still got your finger, you still got all your limbs.
Well, that was the second fight. That's actually the second injury I've had from a firework. Another one I've ran into a tap, run away from one. I love fireworks as much as I love cream.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do random shit. So.
That chemistry degree.
High school chemistry, yeah. Like, yeah. There you go, big bit of everything.
You never know what you can, like, blow up. I used to fuck around as a kid a lot, like, blowing shit up.
No, do you ever do the sparkle bombs?
Yeah, the sparkle bombs, yeah, they're always good fun. Down at the netball courts down here, actually, I don't know how many fucking bombs I've, like, not proper bomb, like, sparkle bomb I've let off. Just, like, go down there at night. This was back when I was a kid, like, 15 or 16, before, like, all the terrorist shit was out there.
Just like, they kind of ruined it.
Yeah. Anytime everyone's like, oh, there's a bomb, it's like, oh, fuck. Like, the cops are there in like 5 minutes. So, yeah.
Well, it's like, funny enough, I came across cream charges tying into like blowing shit up. I came across cream charges because I used to use them in my sparkler bombs. You put them in like an eclipse container, say, sparkler in there. And yeah, when it does the sparkle bomb thing at the end of the, it just goes fucking boom.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, not that I'm endorsing that kind of thing.
No. I don't do that shit anymore. All the old butane cans on the fucking campfire and all that stuff. Like, nah. Yeah, I've ruined plenty of camp chairs doing that. Or like someone just like throws in like the asthma puffer charger like into the campfire when it's done and just goes off. Yeah, had that happen plenty of times.
Oh, well, my parents got a story where it's like people threw like dude at this camp. They had this like massive campfire going on at the camp thing. Some random dickhead they had at this camp get together threw a freaking handful of bullets in the fire in the middle of this campsite. Everyone was like, oh, Jesus Christ and all this shit. And then everyone fucking cracked the shit's heart. I mean, the dude couldn't understand why because everyone's like, you're a dickhead because he didn't even know how many threw in there. And no one knew how many were still in there.
What the fuck?
What an idiot. So yeah, they pack up their whole campsite.
Like actual live ammunition. Yeah, like, in a fucking fire.
100%. Just because, like, dickhead. Everyone's got one of them friends though.
Yeah, yeah, that's fucked. Like, yeah, someone could get shot and die.
What's it? Hillbilly roulette, is it?
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah.
That's insane, man. The other thing I was going to ask you about is, I don't know what this one's about, but you've got a ghillie suit.
Oh, fuck yeah, I did.
What's that about?
It's like, so funny story, I don't use my Instagram that much. I mean, I use it probably like once in a blue moon, but if I do put videos up, it's usually some juicy videos, and some of those are like my ghillie suit videos.
Yeah.
Me just hiding in my ghillie suit, just jumping poor cunts like out and about.
Yeah, right.
Out in the street. Like, they're good memes. Like one of the times I went for a night out, like, it was like knock, you know, people who knock and like run at houses. I was doing the knock and hide. Nothing, you don't feel more alive than when you're like hiding in some fucking front yard of some person's house and there's some dude, big burly dude out the front looking for you, and you're just like, your heart's beating and it's like, and then you'd be surprised, dude, if you were aware, if I was to say I'm gonna hide in this ghillie suit and you watch me hide in the front lawn, I stick out like a total sore thumb.
Yeah.
But for people who just come out of their house because they're not looking for it, they just go straight. They totally goes over their head. It's crazy how good they are. Like, genuinely, eBay, I mean, they like cost about, you know, I paid like $70 on mine. Like, but if you want to buy your friend something for Christmas, that is the best thing you can get them. Because
it's a ghillie suit.
100%. Like,
so you have videos of this? Like,
oh yeah, God,
doing this shit.
Yeah, on Instagram. It's called the Prostitutor, which is another story itself, cracking open that can of worms. So I do tutoring in my spare time.
Yeah.
And one time I was like tutoring one of my students, and like her mum's just like left money on the counter and was like, oh yeah, like catch you later, Matt. Like, you know, see you next week kind of thing. And she walks out, and like, my backstory of the student was, I could tell she had like a girl crush on me. I was like, I was so new it, because she's just really just did not want to fucking work. She just wanted to talk about what I was up to on the weekend and all this crap. And I'm just sitting there feeling like, oh God, this is like, you know, not good for productivity.
Yeah, yeah.
Just trying to get some maths done. But yeah, her mum leaves the house and she's like, oh, yo, we should like go have sex. And I was like,
okay.
Oh, on tutoring on paid time makes me a prosty tutor. So I remember that name for a while.
Oh, shit.
That's good fun.
Fuck yeah.
One of my many stories. I am like a man of stories. Like,
yeah, man. How old did you say you were? 25? 24?
24.
So, you've had a very fucking interesting life for only being on this planet for 24 years.
Well, it gets thicker. I don't know what other stories you've got to tee me up about, but another favorite of mine was the Viking Jim Dragon. I don't know if you heard that one.
Nah.
Oh, God. There's this place out at Elmervale, just called the Viking Gym, and they... they shut it down. It'd been left there for years, just, you know, just falling apart in disrepair. Out the front of this place, they had this fuck off dragon and like a big statue. And mind you, the head is as big as like a standard 6 foot dude. Like, their head is huge just on its own.
So this is just the sign that they had for it. Yeah,
and it wasn't a sign. It was like a full statue, like dragon statue.
Right, right.
It was made of like concrete. And concrete and steel. And I kind of saw it and was like, well, the place is shut down. May as well slay this dragon. You know, I was getting tired of slaying puss. So I went over and rounded up some goons, and we got a trailer, and just like we went in the rain. We came there one night and then security chased us off, and we came back and finished the job. Again, killing dragons in RuneScape definitely trained me up for this. This is what I was born for. And like, I just cut down the dragon and just put it in a trailer, put it in a backyard, proceeded to put a firework in his mouth. Cut that loose too. That was great fun. So brief fire. Like, I mean, you can't get much. Can't top that much. You know, like dragon slayer, cream business owner.
Yeah, man. You're full living like a Bart Simpson lifestyle. Just cutting the heads off statues.
Well, shenanigans. You know. And again, it's like I feel like I'm back to me saying I'm not getting enough out of my time. It's like, I guess compared to what I was getting a lot done back in the day to now.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess now I'm actually putting in, like, actually stuck working a lot of the time. So it's like...
Well, you're doing productive stuff these days rather than destructive, which is definitely the way to go.
Well, destructive was last year with the finger, but like...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, just whatever comes by. Like, if I see something abnormal or different, like, you know, I'm gonna be like, again, like moth to your fire stick or cracker to your fire stick. I'm gonna be a moth to that to a while.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Straight away. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Have you ever been out to any of the like open mic comedy shows in Newcastle?
You've been doing a few of those just like lately.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what spawned this thing, was like all the open mic shows, and like most comedians have a podcast, like. fucking the Joe Rogan thing. Like everyone, every comedian's got to have a podcast now.
Alex Jones is a good comedian.
Yeah, unintentionally. Yeah, but yeah. So like, we do open mic like Tuesdays at the Crown and Anchor. Wednesdays is at Stag and Hunter in Mayfield. And Tuesdays is at the Kent as well in Beaumont Street. Oh. And yeah, they're all pretty crazy gigs because like you don't know who the fuck's going to get up and like have a go because it's open mic. Like anyone can get up and have a crack. So yeah, you run into some interesting shit like you're saying. And that to me is like the moth to the flame with that. It's just like, I don't know what the fuck's going to go down tonight. Like this could get fucking weird. Usually it's pretty tame. Like a lot of the time it's mostly the comedians that are doing the weirdest shit there, but sometimes the crowd, like the Crown and Anchor, we had like homeless people fighting over a bottle of wine one time out the front during the show. That was pretty funny. Yeah, you know, man, should come check it out. It's a good time.
Oh yeah, I'd have a blast. I mean, it's like I kind of feel like, you know, I don't really get out there as much to more in town kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know where the hell my time goes. Like, I'm always doing shit, but I'm never like, I always trying to steer clear of Hunter Street in town. But I'd actually come out of the Crown and Anchor for that. Hey.
Yeah, man.
Random story, I delivered to Crown and Anchor before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there you go. Again, I've been everywhere.
Yeah, dude. You'd be getting around. End up like a taxi driver. You're just like, oh, yeah, I know most of the streets in Newcastle. I've been to a lot of places.
Driving past to some random house. Oh, that's where Jane lives there. Her husband, Chris. Oh, great people.
Yeah.
They cakes for a bit.
Well, they bake a lot of cakes in that house.
It's funny though, sometimes as well, like there's certain houses, like you see the street address and you're like, you don't even have to know what house because they're just that regular.
Yeah.
But you know, it's crazy the amount of times that I do deliver to people and then I'm like, oh yeah, your neighbor down the road there does, really? George does it? Yeah, George does it. Oh, I would never expect it. Like, yeah, no, like people are surprised all the time. Like I deliver to neighbor, like next door to each other sometimes, like the same night. It's like retarded how like winky dinky it is.
Yeah, you're getting people together. It's like, oh, you're baking a cake, I'm baking a cake. Why don't we both bake a cake?
Get over some cold ones. Cold one.
Yeah, that's whack, dude. Well, yeah, the good thing about open mic is it's never on really generally on a weekend because people don't want to pay to watch that shit. They want to have a good Friday night, either baking a cake or going out and doing something like that. So, yeah, if you're not busy on those nights, you can definitely get some entertainment. There's plenty of shit going on. It's just like, yeah, most of the good stuff's on the weekends, which is unfortunately when you're working
doing deliveries. Dude, hey. Like, I can take, for me to take a weekend off, it's like, I could do it. If I really wanted, but for me to just take a single day off, it's like, and to put a driver on in place of me, I'm like, I'm copping, like, I'm easily losing about $500.
Yeah.
Straight up, not to work.
So it's like, got to be a fucking good night.
It's got to be a real tease to get me out. Yeah, like, I took one night off recently to go to the Bushdorf because I needed some R&R, but like... Yeah. Yeah, I don't...
Hell is that R&R? That is the opposite of R&R.
Oh, yeah, no, the R&R, I didn't even get any R&R. I was like straight away back to Nui, hooking into work again, except I'm just feeling like crusty and just like, fuck, I want to die. Like.
Yeah, man. That's a different type of R&R. That's like realignment and, I don't know, something else that begins with R. I'm not good at improv.
Yeah, well, again, it's you know, showing how committed I am to the customers. Like, I'm coming and working and making sure it all runs so everyone can get their cakes on time, even when I am just like just fried, 100% fried.
Yeah,
and I really go to the lengths.
Yeah, man, they're the rough days, that next morning where you're just like shattered. You're like, oh god, even like cooking eggs is hard.
And then, you know, for me, it's like, oh, man, I can't wait for the weekend. Oh, no, I can't because I work weekends.
Yeah.
Fuck. Boss Sunday, please. See, I need to start getting into church a bit. Maybe that's more... Maybe that is what church is for, you know.
Yeah, maybe. You're going to go full circle, I can already tell. You're going to go from being religious kid to denouncing your religion to back to being religious.
Like, I'd say I may as well start going to church now just so I can have some R&R in church in the sermon, the sleep. Just be like, oh, sorry, no, religious obligations. I got it. Yeah. I definitely have a reason to take a break. That's just catching up on Z's.
Yeah, man.
And maybe taking up some wine in the church. So really, it's not R&R. Still partying. This is why I'm feeling old.
Yeah, man. It's all go. So, you've heard the ad, yeah? That we've done for you.
Oh, it's juicy. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, the new one with the jingle over the top.
Which one's this?
Oh, I've like played it in the highlights video. I like edited it.
Yeah,
got like a backing track. So it's just that little finishing touch on top.
Yeah, I need to get like, I need to definitely make a... I think I should expand on being like entrepreneuring this to make it. I'll give you inside scoop as well. I am bringing out aprons with Cream Fiend logos on it.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Being cake, baking, cooking company. Yeah. But also getting mugs in. When I get a mug, you're definitely getting one. They look sick. But yeah, I definitely need to expand it. Maybe like a company song or like, you know, jingle or carol. Like,
really. Yeah, man. We can sort you out with that. We've got all the gear to mix that sort of stuff. So.
Yeah, man. Well, I mean, like, we could even, you know, hear those, like, just those ads and those, like, you know, like Doors Plus, Doors Plus. Doors
yeah,
plus.
Yeah.
We need to get something for Cream Fiend.
Yeah, something catchy that's going to get stuck in your head. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, for God, sure. Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. If there's anything that, like, you want to add into the ad that we can put in for you, then, yeah, hit us up with that. Because otherwise, we'll just keep rambling. Yeah, just doing weird ads.
Need to get like crazy warehouse kind of sales guy as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Canisters going out the door.
Yeah. Who's the other fucking... It's like a really annoying one, but it's so well known. It's National Tiles, Frank Walker. Have you heard that one? Where he's like, hello. It's like the intro to it. You haven't heard that one?
No.
I got to show you that one.
Oh,
dude.
Yeah,
it's fucking... Oh, when you work in the shed, like I usually work over in Cardiff in the shed repairing caravans, and just when that one comes on, it's just like, oh fuck, here we go.
See, is that on? That's on radio.
Yeah, radio ad. Yeah.
See, I don't hit radio up these days much, but it's like, but yeah, a lot of the time people will be like, you know, filming you on some. Like, I'm actually totally oblivious to world events right now. I don't even know what the heck's going on. Someone told me the Amazon was burning the other day.
Apparently that's a thing.
Yeah, well, apparently. Like, I didn't take plastic bags at the shop today, did my part for it. But it's like, just as far as it goes, when it comes to ads or anything, media, I'm pretty detached from media.
Yeah, yeah.
My parents ruined it for me because they're just like, oh, fucking 9/11, you know, it actually was properly done by terrorists and there's nothing sus about it. And they just buzzkilled my whole ability to reason with anything, so.
Fair enough. Yeah, that's a fucking a whole nother can of worms. Probably don't have time to get into.
I got Conspiracy Theories out up my sleeve, man.
Yeah, yeah. All that Alex Jones things. That's the fucking the problem with it though. Like I don't know if you've seen the Bob Lazar thing about the UFOs. Like, it's on Netflix. It's a documentary about like how aliens are real and shit. It goes fucking deep. But like that and Alex Jones stuff. It's like, to me, like, don't get me wrong, I fucking love a good conspiracy theory, and when it is proven true, I'm like, yes. But a lot of it's like a magic trick, and you know how with a magic trick, like a certain part of it's true, and then the rest of it's bullshit. It's that really gets to me.
Well, they give it conspiracy theories a bad name when they just really just go overboard with them, because then people see those and it's just like, oh well, like. You know, conspiracy theories are good because, I mean, sometimes, like, the best conspiracy is, I mean, it's just that ridiculous that it couldn't be possible, but it is. But it's like, you know, like you said, people go on, like, small limbs, find finite actual evidence, and they just explode it up. And then it's like, you know, all right, well. For people like my parents who see, you know, they really are kind of see it to believe it kind of things, like, you know, you'd ease them in slowly, I think. Like.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Mm. All right, man. Well, that's a podcast.
Juicy.
First one? You ever done one before or not?
No, man. I've been like, you know, like with the Bali, like chinwag for a little bit. I guess actually I did something along the lines of this, yeah. But you know, I guess, yeah, it wasn't for long. I mean, this is solid hang time.
Yeah, man. No, it's good fun. It's just like, it helps so much with just like talking shit, really. Mm. Like just being able to come up with stuff on the spot and just like, oh yeah, where's this fucking going? Sometimes it gets a bit weird, but no, man, it's been fun, so... Fuck yeah, thanks for coming on.
Man, my pleasure, man.
Like, have to sort out you guys with the cards eventually. I've finally done the highlights video, so I'm like, yes, now I can get some cards printed and have like a little, we'll sort your logo out and just be like sponsored by Cream Fiend in the corner. Because I'm going to be handing those out at like comedy events and stuff soon. So people like to have a laugh and bake a cake, they might be interested. So.
Well, definitely. I mean, if you can get them to like, you know, refer, be like, oh yeah, fucking Ethan referred me.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, man. So, fuck yeah. Thanks for coming on.
Awesome. All right.
Kill it.